right, welcome to DreamShake.com. This is Tom Martin, and on the phone with me today is Jonathan Fagan from the Houston Chronicle. He does all things rockets for the Chronicle. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You know, thanks for coming on. It's nice to have a change of pace here with some professional opinion. But how long have you been working for the Chronicle now? Has that been all Rockets coverage?
No, I switched 10 years ago.
Okay. We've seen hustle, we've seen grit and scrappy play win the big game for us or even win the big series, but do you think it can work for a full season to translate to any success at all?
Thank you.
do you think is the best case scenario for this year? Do you think it's going to be a fight for a playoff spot, or do you think that the main objective is to develop guys like Aaron Brooks, Carl Landry, and even Trevor Ariza? Wasn't a prominent scorer for that team. Do you think he'll have that same role here in Houston, or do you think he can be, become more of a prominent scorer? Assuming you caught most or all the summer league, what were your impressions of our performance? I guess we went 5-0. It had to be a great week for us. Who do you think was the most impressive Rocket?
The timing was all right.
if not at some point this season? Do you think we have room? And possibly Brent Berry. I'm not the most educated on this subject, but to make room for the I guess for the younger guys, what can they do with Cook and with Berry? Watched him play. He's obviously one of the most athletic guys on the court, if not the most athletic. He's fast. He's a very capable defender. Whenever he had the ball in the offensive end, he looked kind of erratic, looked kind of awkward almost with it. And do you think that the Rockets were impressed with what he did? And do you think he can become a capable scorer? Obviously not the guy, but a Von Wafer kind of guy in the league, or is he like that at all?
It was a weird situation. They tried to give him opportunity by putting him in a more of a licensed situation. And he didn't do very well with them. And he needs to be a guy who's within the offense. He might be able to get by somebody on the dribble. If that somebody is cringing out in a rush in a rotation, not in an ISO situation. Drew Taylor shows some of that. He's got a little more of that shake to him. James White, I didn't see that. And that's not that bad a thing, because he's not I am.
I guess speaking of Wafer, what's the latest on the contract negotiations there, and do you expect the Rockets to sign him? I guess another signing that the Rockets just recently made is, of course, David Anderson, the Australian center. What are your impressions of him, and just how great of a fit is he for Rick Adelman's offense?
And that's what they've invested in the replacement.
one last question, I'll let you go. Any word on Tracy McGrady's rehab? I guess last time I checked it out, it seemed like it was going okay. Any updates on that? Preseason and such, but Jonathan, thanks for coming on. Good stuff, and we'll talk to you again sometime.